on the back of obviously a 13-game unbeaten run, we lose that to the league leaders and people. I mean, you've got to see how they're going to react. And against a really strong, financially strong, powerful Leyton Orient, it's a tough game. Do you know what I mean? A really tough game. And I knew that because obviously we'd done the analysis on the opposition and the new manager's come in, and you could see he's affected the way that they were very compact, and it was a good away performance. I think if you look at Leyton Orient's away record, it's very, very strong. So make no mistake, that was a really, really tough game, and I'm just delighted to be in the hat. Of course, it wasn't vintage and it was difficult, but that's what we're going to get now. We got this home record. And what do you expect? Do you know what I mean? Teams are going to come here, sit behind the ball, try and press and squeeze us and deny us space, maybe leave our back four on it, but deny our sort of forward player space. And they've done that very well. And maybe last year we would have lost that game 2-1 or 3-1, but such is the character of the boys, we've come out of a win and we're in the hat.
And such is the importance of that win now. You mentioned being in the hat. The draw's on Monday. Warrington is still in there. I suppose everybody wants them now at home.
Yeah, well, I saw the pitch. We certainly don't want them away. Now listen, it'd be nice, of course. Ideally you want the lowest ranked team, but sometimes that can work against you because they're so up for it that they run about like crazy men. And I've played in the FA Cup and I've been the underdog and got good results before, and you raise your game to that, to a level that probably is unorthodox compared to what you generally play at. So whoever we get, of course it'd be nice to get a home draw.
I know that you guys, the way you operate, but you are hoping to strengthen your squad on Monday, I understand.
Yes, we are. We're still looking to strengthen. Obviously Connor Brown's gone out. We've got a bit of interest in one of our sort of younger players on loan. Jordan Bove's gone out as well. And it leaves us a little bit light, really, as you saw on the bench today. A couple of young players come in and they've earned that, but obviously that was due to numbers more than anything else. Jabbo, obviously being ill, we'll have to see how he is. So listen, it was a massive win for us today because I didn't have an awful lot in the forward areas to go and change it off the bench today. Obviously Dates come on, but apart from that, there was no real forward players. But next week we'll have Tidza back, Amari Morgan-Smith back, Abiro back, hopefully Lockie now back and ready properly to go in. We'll have Elokobi knocking on the door, ready to come back. So new signing, we will get stronger.